Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Burn it down!
Green Bay, Wisconsin! Is that all you got? Come on, you can be louder than that! I know y'all mad because championship gold looks good on the blue and orange.
Rollins did a nice job for the Bears, right? Going out there and Seth Rollins, the WWE wrestler. I thought he was enjoyable.
That was hysterical.
Did a great job.
Because the king of the North, the best quarterback in the NFC North, Caleb Williams, is undefeated at Lambeau Field.
Puck is helpless. A stop the puck. A cover by Rollins. Oh, my God. Rollins is the world heavyweight champion.
I think they should bring him back to do everything for Chicago Bears. So.
And in case y'all aren't familiar with my game, let me remind you, I am a visionary. I am a revolutionary. I am Seth freaking Rollins.
CM Punk was world champion for just over 5 minutes until that man, Seth Rollins, pulled off the ruse of the century.
Let's burn it down and bear down, Chicago.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on The Score.
It is our pleasure to bring Seth freaking Rollins to The Score airwaves. Him getting the love from Olin Krutz saying the Bears should bring him back. And we're bringing him back here on The Score. He joins us now on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Visionary, revolutionary. Maybe we should go with Seth Soothsayer, because after he laid the smackdown on all of the Packers fans at the draft, everything has just been rosy for the Bears. Seth, thanks so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. How are you feeling about these 9-3 Bears?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Well, guys, first I got a comment on the edits that you guys just put together of all that audio. That was a hell of an introduction, but they don't call me a visionary for nothing, all right? They don't call me a revolutionary for nothing. I saw it coming a mile away. And right now I am feeling as good as I have in maybe two decades as a Chicago Bears fan, looking at this team, looking at the season, and looking at the future.
The style of play, what we saw on Black Friday last weekend, I would imagine that had to appeal to you as well, especially with the way that the physicality really stood out for the Bears against the defending, the reigning Super Bowl champions. How did you consume things when the Bears were taking down the Eagles?
I mean, to be honest with you, that was not the game I expected. I did expect Chicago to be competitive and to possibly win that game. I expected it to come more through the air, but the way the offensive line, especially that interior line, Tooney, Jackson, Dolman, the way they dominated, and I mean dominated, pushed around that Philly defense like they were JV squad, was so impressive. I mean, the holes that Swift and Monongai had, they were gashes. They weren't holes. Like, it was an unbelievable group effort up front, paved the way for just, you know, ball control. Defense did what it does, forced some turnovers. Eagles ain't right, and the Bears took full advantage of it. And, man, I was on the bus down to San Diego, ready to cheer my wife on, going into war games, and wow, that was a great way to start the weekend.
Yeah, it's funny because I've been seeing you on Good Morning Football, and I would love to know, like, as you've been there as like the Bears fan representative, and you've been really good and measured and given everyone their props around the league too, but I'm wondering, like, your desk mates and the people that report on that show, have they started to come around and say, you know what, maybe Seth was on to something when he started talking about these Bears?
You know, I got to give credit where it's due. Kyle Brandt, fellow Bears fan, co-host there on Good Morning Football, he's had my back the whole way. You know, we've got some private chats going on where we're talking about what this team could be and where they're at. But, I mean, if you look at where the season started, week one, the debacle in the second half against Minnesota, everybody thought J.J. McCarthy was going to be the next big thing. Time will tell on that. Second half of the season hasn't been too kind to him. But after the bye week, man, did this team just get right. And now you see these media personalities – they're starting to jump on the wagon. I'm looking at these power rankings, these top 10s all over the place, and you see the Bears starting to creep up. Now, I'm wondering when Las Vegas is going to get the pin, because they still got the Bears at a 7-point underdog going into Lambeau this weekend, and that, I don't know. I'm not a Bears player, but that would motivate me, you know, getting that pushback after what we did to Philadelphia. I don't know. So, yeah, I am seeing the media jump on. Slowly but surely, people are figuring out what Ben Johnson's got cooking in Chicago.
Seth freaking Rollins joining us here on The Score. My usual partner isn't here today. My guy, Big Ann Heron, is sitting in. He was an Iowa legend, and we couldn't figure out, because I know that you spent some of your youth in Iowa, if you were an Iowa guy, an Iowa State guy, a UNI guy, which team did you root for, if any at all?
I'm a Hawks guy, baby. Go Hawks.
All right.
There we go. Hawks. Right. Seth freaking Rollins, Iowa fan. I don't know if we just broke some news or not. I like hearing that, though.
All right. That's good, though.
Yeah, I'm from Iowa. I grew up there in Davenport. Spent most of my life there. Still consider it my home. It'll always be my home. And Iowa City, right down the road, baby. Spent many a good night in Iowa City, right outside Kinnick Stadium. So, love the Hawks. A lot of my friends went there. You know, I didn't go to college. Don't follow my lead, kids. But I found my way in the trades. You know what I mean? I had other dreams that I had to pursue. So worked out for me. Wouldn't advise it. But yeah, big Hawks guy. Wish they could play a little bit more consistently at the top. But yeah, I'm a Hawks guy.
Speaking of your dreams, man, it seems like things are starting to fall in place for you. I know that you're not done as a performer, but it seems like there are a lot of people that are saying, like, this guy knows a lot. He's fun. Have you started to really think about, like, what it looks like when maybe you pull back on your schedule of being on the road and being a performer?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I think you've got to look at it realistically. I'm nearly 40 years old now. Been doing this for over 20 years. Certainly don't got another 20 left in me. And so, you know, you start to look at what your interest might be outside of a squared circle. Now, look, WWE is my home. I do believe that when it's all said and done, I'll end up back there, some sort of role backstage. Don't know what that's going to be. I got my eyes on a couple of positions, but, you know, there's some time that has to pass before those decisions are made. But in the meantime, man, I love football. I love the Chicago Bears. I love to talk about it with my friends. And so to be able to come onto these shows, get the privilege of being Seth freaking Rollins and get to sit at these desks with these former players and analysts who've put in the work all these years, I do feel like I'm living a dream, you know? I feel like I'm so grateful that I've gotten the opportunity to sit down and talk with all these guys, talk with you guys about football and about Bears and just express my love and my passion for the game of football and my utmost respect to anybody who's paved the way for me, because I couldn't do this if I didn't have people having my back and giving me the opportunity and the platform to speak my mind and to talk about football.
Wrestling is such a big deal in the state of Iowa. I know you began wrestling at a really young age. Was there a point where you were playing football? Is there much like tackle football in your background, or was it always wrestling?
No, man. I was a pro wrestling fan my whole life. You know, I never got on the mat. I was never like an apprentice of Dan Gable or an apprentice of his apprentices or anything like that. Those guys, there's a different level of toughness there. I love football. I played Pee Wee football, played a little bit in junior high. But, man, by the time I got to high school, I wanted to be a pro wrestler. I wanted to get in the ring. And so I was trying to maximize my time in high school to get myself ready to be a pro wrestler. So I was taking, like, acting classes. I jumped in on the wrestling team a little bit my senior year. But I was in my backyard. Again, wouldn't advise this for my own children. But I was in my backyard doing my thing, you know, trying to turn into an entertainer and figure out how this wrestling thing worked. But I was fortunate enough at a young age to.
Oh, did we lose him? Oh, no. All right, let's get him back. Because I mean, because considering who his wife is.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Wrestling's in the blood. He might not be able to keep the kids from following his lead this. But it might be one of those things like, hey, we had to do this. Uh-huh. You don't have to do any of this stuff. All right, we got Seth back. All right, Seth, we missed you there for a second. But when you were talking about, like, your kids, how are you going to keep your kids off the mat, man? Like, it's you and the man. Y'all have kids. How are they going to not go into the business? We lost them again. Oh, it's too bad.
We said, absolutely not, huh? Absolutely not. You do whatever you want to do. So right now, I think her main goal is to own an ice cream shop, which I fully support.
Oh, I love that idea of you. Let me ask you this, Seth. You've already had these incredible, like, tag matches in your life. If I give you the opportunity to tag with any wrestler, past or present, who do you feel like would be the perfect person for you to partner with?
Oh, man. I mean, I've already teamed up with my wife, and, you know, that you they don't get no better than that, I would say. She is the greatest to ever do it, but I'd love a monster. You know what I mean? I'd love a big guy, like I'd love like an Andre the Giant or something. You know what I mean? Someone to come in there and just do the dirty work, and then I could pick up the pieces. He'd be my be like a giant and a speedy guy. You know, so I kind of be into something like that.
I like that. Yeah, Andre the Giant with Seth freaking Rollins. That would work out pretty well. Now, your wife being the personality that she is, Becky Lynch, for anyone who doesn't know, Seth's wife, and they've got the power couple, essentially.
The man.
Yes, the man. And to have that combination with the two of you being who you are in the wrestling space, in the entertainment space, for the success that you've both had, do you feel like there's kind of pressure to continue? Because we do tend to see that, where the guys who are the biggest deals in pro wrestling get drawn back into it at a certain point. I mean, do you see a phase where you could just step away by choice?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, both of us, I mean, look, we say that now. It's so hard to put yourself in somebody's shoes who's ready to retire. Or who's not ready to retire, but the time is there. I think with wrestling, too, it's a bit tricky because it's not, you know, when you're like a quarterback in the NFL and it's a full meritocracy, you know, if someone's throwing the ball better than you, doesn't matter like how old they are. If they're 23, I don't care how many Pro Bowls you've been in, how many Super Bowls you won. I mean, you look at Russ Wilson in New York, and I'm not saying it's Russ's time to retire or anything like that, but there's a clear reason they went with Jackson Dart, you know? And there's a clear reason they went with Jameis even after Dart went down. So, it's a meritocracy in the NFL, and that's going to work itself out. And wrestling is a little different because it's an entertainment sport, you know? There's an element of it that you can kind of get by with your equity and what you can do on a microphone and your storytelling. And as you get older, you get better at those things. So hard to say, you know, will I look in the mirror and see myself as Aaron Rodgers one day? Maybe I need to pack it in. I stayed a couple seasons too long. I don't know. But right now, I feel like that's not going to be an issue. You know, we've had that conversation, and both of us have the other one kind of by the tights saying, hey, if I'm slacking in there, yank me out. Don't let me overstay my welcome.
I know a lot of folks are curious. How are you doing physically right now? What can you share?
I mean, you know, I'm about a month and a half out of rotator cuff surgery. So anybody who's had a cuff done, you know, out there that it takes a while and there's nothing to be done. It's just, you got to go through the process, you know. It's a 6-month recovery, so I'm right on track. I feel good. I'm fortunate to be out of the sling now, so I can kind of get around like a normal person a little bit. For example, right now I'm bouncing around on the treadmill, walking at the gym, getting a little sweat in where I'm chatting with you guys, so the fitness will be on its way back, and after we get through the holidays, we'll see what it looks like picking up a weight, and then we'll go from there. But I feel good, trying to enjoy the time off. You know, my daughter turns 5 on Thursday, and it's the holiday season, so normally I'm working year-round. I'm trying to find some silver linings, you know, when it comes to having to forfeit a title and possibly miss WrestleMania. It doesn't feel good as a performer, but there's always silver linings.
It's funny because I was going to ask you, I was in San Diego last weekend as they were setting up for War Games. And I was wondering, in case I go back at some point, Seth, I was wondering, do you happen to know anywhere out there that if, let's say I was going to San Diego, that I might be able to find, I don't know, a black hoodie or maybe like a black pair of jeans that would be close enough that I could then walk over to Petco Park and maybe, you know, go in there and see what was going on? Do you know any place that might have that?
Oh, shoot. I mean, I wouldn't have any clue where to find a black hoodie. I've never been seen in one of those. So, yeah, no, I don't know. But I'll tell you what, if you asked me to climb a cage, steel cage right now, it would not be pretty. I would not have been able to do it with the swiftness of whoever jumped into that ring on Saturday. So, you know, I know my credibility is a bit shot after SummerSlam when I did the Punk, but you can take it however you want to take it. I will plead the fifth, I suppose.
All right, well, then one more thing for you. Ben Johnson cut quite the promo this weekend in the Bears locker room, taking his shirt off. What grade does a Seth freaking Rollins give the Bears head coach for what he did after the game against Philadelphia?
Oh, that's an A+, baby. That's an A+. You know, some people are born for the red light. Some people understand what it's like to be on camera. Ben Johnson gets it. You know, I know he likes to say in the aftermath of that it was spur of the moment, but he knew what he was doing. He knew what he was doing. He's seen that camera in there. He's seen the social media response. He gets it. You know, good, better, best is taking on a life of its own. It's don't want to say it's a new Super Bowl shuffle, but it's big, man. It's big. And to take your shirt off there and help feed people in the city of Chicago, I mean, that's an awesome thing to do, you know? So I loved it. I love this coach. I think he's, you know, culture is that word that gets thrown around a lot, but it's a big deal. When you got a leader like that in the locker room, it makes it fun, it makes you work for it, makes you earn it, keeps everybody accountable. I love it. I love it. A plus plus. If I can drop a second plus on there, I would.
Seth, this was a treat, man. Thanks so much for jumping on the show. Get healthy. We want to see you back in the ring where you belong, but you are making quite the career for yourself behind the microphone, and we love it. Thanks so much for everything that you're doing for the Bears and for the city.
Yeah, go Bears, baby. Thank you guys for having me on. I appreciate you keeping me company on this waffle.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.